everyone. Welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester. And today, kasama pa rin natin si Tito Paolo.
Hold up. It's already all Tagalog. we gotta restart. Take it from there. It's okay.
All right.
So today is...
We're still with your friendly neighborhood, Tito Paolo.
All right, thank you guys. Thank you, memory keepers and the future subscribers. We're very lucky this week. We've been having a lot of guests, and this is the second couple that we've had, right, Lester? I think Just a few days ago we had Chris and Christina of Mac and Teens. So, memory keepers and future subscribers, today we have another special couple. They've been around for some time, I think. The channel's been around since 2014.
Yes,
right? About 2014. So, guys, I'll just ask you to look at camera 5, the one by the wall, and then you just introduce yourselves.
So we're the Juicy Vlog. George and Lucy, a lot of people don't realize that the name actually comes from our names. George and Lucy Juicy. One of the most common questions we get asked, why the Juicy Vlog? Why the name?
Yeah.
There you go, if you don't know or if you don't know who we are. We've been making videos for around 4 years. We've been making travel content for about 1 year.
Yeah, and a couple of days ago moved to BGC.
So. Yeah, fell in love with the Philippines last year and all of this year. Spent a lot of time here. Thanks for having us on.
Wow! I didn't know it was George and Lucy on the Juicy Vlog, right?
Yeah, see,
George's sister came up with it like years ago. Yeah.
So when you guys started immediately, was it the Juicy Vlog or was you already had that name?
It was. We had like 3 videos from our holidays, and we kind of filmed for ourselves, and we thought we want to upload them somewhere so we can see them, we can share them with family on Facebook and stuff. And we just uploaded them. Then when we started to do like more YouTube style videos and try and sort of build a bit of an audience, that was when we were the Juicy Vlog. So maybe like 3 videos in.
It was like we kind of fell into YouTube accidentally.
Yeah.
But then after a few videos, we decided we wanted, it was around the time of, in the UK anyway, a lot of challenge videos, sit down in front of the camera.
Tags, couple tags. Yeah.
Talk about a topic or... silly challenges and stuff like that. So we're like, okay, let's start making a few of these. And then it just went, then we started kind of creating daily vlog style videos, but we both worked full-time jobs back in the UK before. So we were trying to vlog around our jobs on weekends and stuff like that, 2 or 3 uploads a week. And then in the last year, about a year ago, we went full-time completely with it.
Oh, that was just last year.
Yeah.
Almost a year to the day, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
August.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. But that first video, was that just a random trip that you guys decided?
Yeah.
We weren't like vlogging at the time. No. It was more like, oh, let's film a bit of our trip to remember it.
Yeah, I saw it. It had so many elements to it.
Lucy
put that together because we took it was your old camera.
Yeah.
And and Lucy just started filming stuff. And we're like, okay, let's just put a little video together of this trip. You somehow figured out how to edit.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were using at the time. Some old Windows laptop or something. iMovie. No, the Windows Movie Maker.
Movie Maker.
All right.
Just put together, you managed to get some music in there. And
I was chuffed at the time. Yeah. That was great.
But the old camera, it was like... It was manual focus. So it was like half press for the focus. You can hear it throughout the whole thing in our first video.
I remember those. All right. So true to Spill the Beans fashion is that we usually watch the first video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you guys okay if we pull up the first video?
We've never deleted a video. We're very, we like to see the whole story of where we've come and everything. So it's absolutely fine. Yeah.
All right, can you walk us through the first video once we pull it up?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you've been to Baguio?
Yeah,
yes.
Twice.
Love Baguio.
We love Baguio, yeah.
Wow.
Really cool. Wow, look at all those videos.
Pretty cool. Yeah, you have 655 uploads, I think.
Yeah, might take a while to get down.
This is like, it's crazy because this is just our life.
Yeah, it is funny.
I find that
it?
So fascinating with vloggers that in... Yeah. 50 years they'll be able to go and look. Imagine if we could see what our parents were doing in high definition in their 20s.
I never saw it that way.
It's
that's
crazy.
Our kids and grandkids will be
they're
able
gonna
to
be
do
so
that.
Embarrassed. Look at that.
So where did you guys edit this?
At your mum's house.
Yeah,
your mom's
just
house.
Where we were living
weeks,
with our parents. Yeah. One boy and one girl.
You should use your
set out on an adventure.
We like the drama.
Dorset. Dorset in England. It's not glamorous.
Not at all.
Oh, the music.
Wow, your voice is really good at just, you know, doing the narrative.
Campaign.
I'm just going to sit back and watch this.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh,
this is beardless George.
No beard.
I know, and I saw this a while ago. I was like, wow, all right.
I'm wearing a hat as well.
Oh. Love the music choice.
What's that effect over the screen?
No.
Yeah, let's make this edgy. Let's make it look like VHS.
I literally dragged it onto us like, yes, this is great.
Nice fade.
Oh. I didn't fancy filming my whole face.
Some fake sound effects.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just gonna take this in. I'm just gonna watch.
Just enjoy it. How many views? 3,000 views. See, when we uploaded this, it got about 20 views.
Yeah.
So these views are from people more recently who go back and watch
it. You've watched it 3,000 times.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. Yeah.
Wow.
See, before we even knew what copyright was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
And you know what? We just went back to this place a few weeks ago in the UK. Exact same place with our family for a small vacation.
All right. What was the biggest challenge on your first video?
Nothing, because we didn't know we were making a video.
It was like, just film if you want to film.
We didn't know we were going to put this on YouTube.
Yeah.
We were just kind of making it for ourselves.
Yeah.
There was no structure. There was no planning. Mm-hmm. Lucy would just, like, when I'm putting up the tent, Lucy would just grab the cap. To be fair, though, that's what we do now.
Yeah.
There's very little planning or structure to our daily vlogs now. We just pick up the camera and go about our day, really.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was watching your channel trailer, and then you guys were talking about on how you started, and then how it was so organic on how everything began, especially with this video.
Definitely.
Right? And it looks like such a journey going through one video to another, right? But I asked Chris and Christina, is there any tension when you're working as a couple, especially when you guys are just starting out? Yeah,
people often don't think of it that way, because obviously we film our whole lives together. We live together, we work together, we edit together. We are a couple anyway. Like most couples go off to work separately and they see each other in the evenings and weekends. Uh-huh.
Everything's together, business partners.
But if anything, it's like made us stronger, because we both love it, we both enjoy it, and it's our passion together.
Yes.
So then it just works. It's
funny. I mean, I think people come together because they have similarities.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never like... Neither of us vlogged or anything separately from each other. So we've only vlogged together.
Yeah.
So it just has felt natural. Now that it's been 4 or 5 years, it just feels incredibly natural what we do. We've got common goals. We've got common mindsets.
Yeah.
We are still very different in some ways.
We are different people naturally.
But we kind of balance each other out, and it somehow works. It is... unusual what we do, I think. It's normal for us because it's our daily life every single
day. And of course we bicker like every other couple. We do have little arguments. We're not like these humans that just don't ever argue. But it does work.
We get through it and we enjoy it.
George, we just have to ask for the memory keepers and the future subscribers.
Yeah,
you have such a good voice. Is there Thank any you. Background to that where you
we, did- the only thing I've done which this setup really reminded me of with the mics and the mixing desk is student radio. I did a media degree at university in the UK, and that specialized in radio production. So I did student radio shows with a bunch of friends, and a lot of the projects were recording your own voice and stuff, but I never liked my own voice. Never liked it at all. When I listened back to radio shows and even vlogs starting out, I don't care now.
It's very soothing.
Really?
Yeah.
It is.
Have you heard of ASMR?
Oh, yeah. You'd be good at that. ASMR. Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't. What's
ASMR?
Huge
trend in the UK. It's a huge thing.
People like eat or like tap their nails on the microphone and make noises with their mouth and like whisper.
Or they get material. I think Lester knows this. Just, like, it's odd.
Yeah.
But people love it. It's just like a soothing thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the only real background I've had in that.
So it really just adds to the vlog with you guys being there, and the relationship is so genuine. Especially I watched something where you guys went to a beach. I know you've been to a lot of beaches. I can't remember the name. It's Rovong or... Shoot, Lester, help me out.
Recently?
No, I think the thumbnail was like 48 hours. Can you pull it up, Street? I'll know once we see the thumbnail. That's where I found out about your newsletter.
The Weekly Juice.
48 hours. Was it in the Philippines? Or
no, it wasn't in the Philippines. Just go down.
Ah, Cambodia.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
Thank you. So I you could really see the dynamics of your relationship, how relaxed you guys are around each other.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people try to fake it. I've seen some couple vloggers who really look like they're trying their best to get along.
Yeah.
But you could really sense some awkwardness.
I think when we meet people, they often say that we are exactly how we are on camera.
Yes.
And that's how we want to be. We don't want to put we're not actors. We don't want to put on this image of someone we're not. We are just how we are and we film it. It's like that way around instead of
That's true.
Yeah, we say that if someone had a camera and they were following us around in the day and edited a video together, it would look similar to the vlog.
That's why it was so surreal when you guys walked in. It's just like, you know, I was like, I was just watching these guys a few minutes ago.
When you put your life on the internet, you're held accountable for things you do and things you say. So it is real. You obviously, we have editing and stuff like that, but it is just us living. That's all it is. It's quite basic, really, what we do.
Wow. I just want to listen to George. I'm getting lulled to...
eyes start closing.
I know. I'm getting relaxed. All right. Sorry, Lester. I think... Was it in Cambodia, you guys were saying?
I think so. If you go to the Cambodia playlist, just there. Just... oh, no. Sorry. Okay, that might work too.
It will be there.
Yeah. Just scroll down. And there was... Just there, that playlist.
655 uploads. I tried to do my best. I think I watched about, I'll be honest, I think it was about 23.
Oh, that's a lot.
Of all videos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I try my best to do research before the guests do come in.
We get messages from people saying, I've just discovered your channel and I've spent the last 2 weeks watching every single video.
Binge watching.
Just watching us.
Yeah. But at 655, it's going to take about a day or two.
Yeah.
It was like Game of Thrones. We hadn't watched any of it. And then recently we like watched the whole thing. So it was daunting at first.
So if you watched one a day, my maths is terrible. But if you watched one a day, a
couple of years,
that would take you years to watch our videos.
Yeah. I mean, I like it how you guys are able to, the guest that you had, was she a subscriber on your most recent video?
Yeah, she was. She came to a couple of our meetups. Mm-hmm. She actually, what stood out about her to us was that she watched our videos, the road trip vlogs going through the Philippines, and she wrote a list of every restaurant we went to, every coffee shop, every hotel, everything we visited in a list. And she kept this like diary of what we were doing.
Crazy, yeah.
And she showed us at a meetup. We were like, can you send that to us? Because that's actually really, really helpful. So some of the audience really, really get into what we do.
Wow.
And that's a huge thing that we love about, that's probably the most what we love about it. The community, the two-way thing.
Yeah,
with the audience.
And you guys were very generous, and at least it was very enlightening that you guys were saying that. I think she said she only had like 10 to 50 views on her first vlog, right? And then you guys were saying if there were 50 people here, it would be pretty cramped.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, that's a big thing to at least if you hear those encouraging words to someone who's just starting.
Yeah. I think because our channel kind of blew up earlier this year. So we're still very much in the mindset of where we were before. Mm-hmm. We were happy. We've never got upset about views or subscriber numbers.
I think if we did, we'd have stopped this 2 or 3 years ago.
We would have done, because for the first 4 years, 3 or 4 years, we're getting 500 views on a video, 700 views. If it got to 1,000, that was amazing.
Yeah.
We were totally happy with that. We always wanted it to become more, but we were completely happy with where we were.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now we're still in that mindset that we're just grateful, just purely grateful
so
for
grateful.
Anyone who watches something, takes time out of their day. I think how busy we all are. Mm-hmm. Someone who takes 10 to 20 minutes out of their day to watch us, live our day. Mm. That's amazing. You have to be grateful. You have to give back to the community, interact. I try and reply to every DM on Instagram.
Wow.
We try
our comments, but it gets
hard. We reply to as many comments on YouTube as we possibly can.
How many hours does that take you?
Several.
Well, whenever we've just got a spare 5 minutes, we're going through our DMs and just sort of refreshing.
We probably both do over an hour a day each on just replying to stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, we each get an average of, I think, 200 to 300 comments. Mm-hmm. And I can only allot about 3 hours per workday, and it's not even enough. Imagine.
Exactly. It's really, really hard to reply. But again, that's humbling. And we're so, so grateful that there are that many comments. And it's something that I think is very important. If you're vlogging, if you're starting an online, you know, content creation, if you're putting something out online, to respond to the people who are responding with you.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. And let's pull up that most recent video, Lester.
Sure.
So this is what's her name again? Sorry, what's the name of this?
Leo.
Yeah.
Leo. All right. And then she had a set. She was really prepared.
Yeah.
Was that her sister? Was that her sister?
Cousin.
Her cousin.
Yeah. She was 11.
She was 11. Yeah. I remember you were saying that you were trying to remind her of when you were 11 or something. Right.
Exactly.
All right. So that one right there. So this was just a few days ago, right?
Yeah, maybe 3 or 4 days ago.
And this is your new place?
No.
It's not.
This is not. Airbnb we were staying in whilst we were moving into the new place.
And then we had both at the same time and kind of moved over. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have moved in, right?
About two days ago, we probably moved in.
All right.
Yeah.
I saw that ref. It's still new. It's the fridge that you guys got. Yeah. It was still sealed.
We got very lucky. We were looking online for a long time beforehand, looked at a lot of places, did some viewings, and this one just stood out. It was clean, it was modern, new fridge, new TV. Yeah. Everything was new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got really lucky.
Yeah, I saw that one. It was set up well, right? It was very clean, as you were saying. All right. So this is one of their subscribers who had the privilege to meet you guys. How did it happen? As you guys were saying, she messaged you?
She sent me a DM on Instagram because she sends me stuff anyway. We chat sometimes anyway because, like we said, she's come to two of our Manila meetups.
Yeah. All right.
And she's always been really sweet, and she had this list and stuff. And she just sent me a message saying, is there any chance I could interview you? And we were well, yeah, of course. Like, we'd love to. It sounds great.
Yeah, and we knew we were in Manila for a bit. We weren't moving around. Mm-hmm. We know that she loves our content and our videos and stuff.
Yeah.
So we thought, yeah, why not? I mean, we do have other requests for things like this, but I know sometimes people get through and, you know, she's very friendly. She's very polite.
And she supported us in the past. So it's
so we thought, absolutely, we'll help you. Yeah.
How many questions were there?
Oh, ooh, several hundred.
There was four rounds.
It's a 45-minute video.
Yeah.
And I think we left most of it in, I think. Is it?
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, 45 minutes. Yeah. So we pretty much left it all in. But she planned her questions. And I think she was a bit nervous, but she did so, so well.
Yeah, I saw it. Are you guys open to other subscribers meeting you as well? Or is this something that you've done, you're only planning to do very seldom?
It depends. It honestly depends, case by case. Like, if we resonate with someone, if we get on with someone, then we have no problem with doing things like this.
Yeah, we enjoy it. Yeah.
We also were able to upload this ourselves. So, it was a video for us to use as well.
Yeah.
So there's that. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, we meet people all the time. Just walking around the streets and stuff, and we'll always stop and say hi and take selfies.
So you're very open. You're very open if someone wants to say hi, someone wants to take a picture.
Of course, we'd always give time for that.
I think because the only reason we can do what we do is because of the audience.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
without them,
without them, we couldn't do it. So we always have time.
So there are no moments that you would say that's a little off base and maybe you don't approach us?
I mean, if they knocked on our front door in where we live,
that'd
then
no.
That'd be too much.
And if we're eating maybe something.
If we're eating, people generally wait until we finish and say, like, I didn't want to interrupt your dinner, but can I have a selfie or something? But I don't know, like, there's exceptions. If someone's just passing us and they don't live in the area and they're surprised to see us, of course, come over. Like,
We
love it. We love meeting people. Yeah.
All right. But have you guys ever been vlogging and then you're in a rhythm, you're really telling them about the place, and all of a sudden someone jumps in and says,
it's great.
Yeah.
We love it.
We don't mind that. Yeah, we leave that in. Our vlogs are very,
It's just, what happened in the day.
Just let the camera roll. Whatever happens, happens. And yeah, that's quite funny. People just yell "juicy." People, you hear it in the background.
Juicy.
And we'll just turn around and wave, and then continue vlogging. So
yeah,
yeah. All right, it's all good.
That's the best way to get your attention. Just to go, juicy.
Just yell "juicy."
Or, quicker than George and Lucy.
Yeah. Or Daily Juice. We get, because we call our videos Daily Juice. Yeah. We get yelled that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. So how is your stay in BGC so far?
Great, like, yeah, really good.
We love BGC.
Yeah.
What's one thing that really resonates with you guys with staying here in BGC?
I think for me, it's how green it is. There's a lot of like huge skyscrapers, shopping malls and stuff, but yeah, it's so green and there's so many plants and like open areas and great restaurants and coffee shops. People are all lovely as always.
Yeah. The cats.
That's my answer. Sorry, take that all back. Yeah, my answer is the cats.
The cats. Yeah, there are a lot. There are a lot.
I love them.
Yeah. But where did you guys stay before? What was the first spot that you guys visited in Manila? Was it BGC or did you guys go somewhere else?
It was more like the Poblacion area, I think. In Makati. Yeah. Which was like so busy and crazy.
Because we found a hotel that we kind of liked. It was a good price. It was at the time when we were trying to spend the least amount of money on accommodation.
Yeah.
We were, because we'd come from Thailand and Cambodia and stuff. We were spending like £10 a night and we were just trying to keep our costs low because we weren't really earning any money when we started. So we're trying to keep the costs very, very low. So we booked into a cheaper hotel.
Okay.
Stayed there for a while. So Makati was kind of the general
area. That was the first one.
Then we discovered BGC and we really liked it. So when we wanted to get a base here, we thought, oh, let's look in BGC, see if we can find something. And we did.
So the first impression of Manila was Makati.
I guess so, yeah. Or the drive from the airport, really.
Yeah.
How was it?
Hot.
Very hot.
I think we struggled to get a grab the first time. So we were stood in the heat for a long, because it was very, very busy. I think we flew in late. It was like 2 a.m. or something stupid.
Yeah.
So we had like a long drive. But then the Grab driver was really friendly, made us welcome. Hotel staff were nice. And it was okay. So it's the people, always say it's the people that keep us coming back to the Philippines.
George, you're taking me out of my element. I just want to listen to you. I just want you to tell your story.
You can listen to our podcast when we start ours.
Yeah. You guys should really have a podcast.
Yeah.
But what video really picked up? As you guys were saying a while ago that you only had like 500 views. You were happy if you reached 1,000. Which one of the videos that did you guys have that really picked up?
I would say that there was no single video that suddenly did it.
Yeah.
No.
Which I like because it means that there's kind of some consistency across our channel.
That's
which
true.
I really like. But there is one video that has got 1.3 million views now, I think, which is the, if you filter by most popular at the top right, you'll be able to see it. And it's our one when we came back to the Philippines from London in January.
Yeah.
In January.
London to Manila, 1.3 million views. So that, but then we've got a few more videos that are big as well. So this video, for some reason, picked up big time. I don't know why. That's the thing with YouTube. You never know why. You can create a video that you think is going to do really well and it won't do as well.
And then one that you're like, oh, it's not going to get many views and it's fine. It doesn't perform, but it's just...
But that's another reason why we try not to care too much about that kind of thing.
That's actually very, very good advice for people who are starting.
Yeah.
If you get into the numbers, you won't enjoy it and you'll just upload something. You'll love what you've created. It doesn't get views. You'll get upset and you won't create again.
People get caught.
I know how that feels.
Yeah.
Well, people get caught up in it way too much.
Yeah.
I see people on Instagram and stuff, they get... And this is bigger creators as well do this as well, not just people starting out. So if someone gets 8,000 likes instead of 15,000 likes. They're like, I only got 8,000 likes. What about those 8,000 people
that's
that liked your photo?
It's all perspective.
Yeah.
I think people, at this day and age of social media, people start to forget how to quantify numbers. Mm. When they get 100, they feel like, oh, I only got 100.
The problem is people don't think of numbers as people. They think of numbers as numbers. But numbers are people. They're real people.
All right.
Yeah, that's how we look
that's
at it.
That's a quote, that, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a quote.
That's a quote right there.
Let's chop that up for Instagram story.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That is true. That people tend to forget that there are people watching. All they see are numbers. And sometimes, well, that's the problem with content creators now. We really get obsessed with numbers. Mm. And 100 and 1,000 isn't enough.
Yeah.
And it stops people from creating.
Yeah.
People would rather not post. Yes. Because they think it's not going to get likes. Mm.
That's true.
Well, that many likes is better than zero likes, surely, if that's where your mindset is.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing of being daily as well. We upload pretty much every day. Yeah. So then if one video doesn't get as many as we thought, the next day might or it might not. It's just like, if you're every day, you're just putting everything you can into it. Forget the numbers.
I look at it like a touring musician.
Yes.
You're vlogging, you're on tour, mm-hmm. you're playing to a new crowd every night. One night you're playing Wembley Stadium, so many people. The next night you play a small gig at a nice theater and it's less people, but they still love what you're doing. That's how I kind of
That's a good perspective. Mm. That's a very good
I came up with that about a month ago. I'm quite happy with that one.
Yeah, he keeps talking about it. Glad you got that in.
Seriously, that's a very good perspective. But how, if someone wanted to create, if there's someone who wants to be a content creator and then it's been 6 months and he's still not getting any traction, there's like zero mileage on his videos. I know, because I think we started that way. Like 6 months, we were just getting 30 videos.
Yeah. 4 years.
Yeah. Four years before you guys really started picking up.
6 months is nothing, like, in a lifetime. And
you
can't, you've got to love what you do and do it because you enjoy it and because of the passion.
Wow.
And not do it because you want to get views or you want to make money or you want to be famous. It needs to be because you love it. And if you get views and over 4 years, great. If you don't, try another 4 years.
Because our lives changed quite dramatically in the past year, now that we're doing this full time. Mm-hmm. Living life completely on our own terms, mm-hmm. making an income. But if we'd given up after 3.5 years, which is still a long time.
Yes.
Imagine if we'd given up after a year and said, oh, look, we've done this for a whole year now. Nothing's really happening. Nothing's going on. Let's stop. But we were just enjoying it. So we never thought, when is this going to take off? We're just like, when's the next video? Let's edit, upload. Oh, cool. We got 20 comments.
Yeah.
Great. Let's reply to these people. Thanks so much for watching the video.
Yeah.
I think people might look at us and say, oh, it's all very well them saying that because they do get views on their videos.
Yeah.
But then if you look back, we never had one video that went viral in the past and we gained loads of subscribers from that. And then that's how we built our audience. It's been so like slow and organic that actually it's taken time, but
and
we've
that's
got a whole 4 years behind us.
That's the best way. Yeah. A lot of people, when they're trying to grow, they try and hop on trends and things like that. We never did much of that. We always just made videos that we wanted to make. And I think that's how you make your most genuine content, by actually wanting to make it.
Yeah.
You guys are such good examples for content creators, especially those people who want to start. Because you're right. I mean, you don't try to make a viral video. Mm. Just be consistent with it. Mm-hmm. Keep uploading. And eventually, things are going to work out.
And be smart with it. You know, you can be searchable. So when we used to make videos like what to do in, when we were when we were making more content about a place.
Yeah.
Now our content has kind of gone back to where it started, more about us and what we're up to. But we did try doing some, you know, top 10 things to do in.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
people are searching for that because they want to go on vacation there or something. So you can be smart on how you attract an audience. But I think you have to stay consistent to you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you change, you just have to stay consistent to you. I think that's the best way to do it.
That's really, you're full of quotes. Sorry.
I know. I love a quote, don't I?
Yeah.
I love a quote.
Like, the hardest thing on YouTube is to be consistent, right? Just editing alone, just shooting. There's so many things that go into it. And the fact that you guys were able to do it with full-time jobs and still pursue it and then eventually just let go of everything and dive into it, that's pretty amazing.
And people call us lucky. Mm. People call us.
Yeah.
We
get a lot of that.
No one gave us this job.
We didn't apply for being on the Juicy Vlog. Like, it wasn't like a job we went to get.
Yeah.
We did it.
You have to make it happen for yourself. You have to make it happen for yourself.
Yeah.
You do.
If there's a content creator right now who hasn't even started yet but has several videos, I know a lot of people actually who have a lot of videos but are just so hesitant to upload it. They're just so worried that, you know, what will people think?
What's the worst that's going to happen? You upload it and two people watch it.
That's true.
Like, it's online. You make another video. and yeah. then three people might watch it.
This is why yeah. you have to enjoy the process of making stuff yeah. because if you're worrying and caring about other people's opinions is the thing
yeah. Yeah.
that we speak about the most or think about the most, you just can't mm. like if yeah. so what you're gonna not make videos because you care about what yeah. he thinks and you don't even know that person, you've never met them.
Yes.
They won't even watch your next video, so they'll disappear anyway. Yeah. Why would you make decisions based on other people's opinions that you don't even know?
Yeah.
That's true.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Yeah.
Every day.
People care so much what other people think, and it changes the way they live their lives. Yeah. It's like people that their parents tell them to do a job in something, they do that their whole lives. They don't yeah. enjoy their job their whole lives. They retire and they're like, oh, well, that's it.
That's true.
That's my mum wanted me to do that job and I haven't enjoyed that's my true. Life because of it. Because you care about their opinion too much.
That's true.
And now with opportunities like the internet, mm-hmm. you can create a clothing brand or whatever yep. it is yep. that you love and enjoy.
Yeah.
You can market it yourself on social media. You can create content around it. You can yeah. build up an audience. You can create stuff for yourself yeah. online now. And that's not everyone's dream. That's not everyone's goal. But for a lot of people, it is. A lot of people, I think the number one most desired career now is a YouTuber.
Mm. Is it?
Amongst young people.
Oh,
yeah. I read that stat somewhere. So yeah, we'll check
like when
that.
When at school sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like people are asked, yeah.
Maybe that's just in the UK or something, but it's one of the most desired careers.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You guys are so focused. When I see you guys work, there's a lot of synergy to it. Before you guys became such a good working unit, what was the biggest challenge? What has been your biggest challenge as content creators?
Time.
Totally. Time in the day. Mm-hmm. And especially when we did it with our full-time jobs. How long was that? Like, was that 3 years? Or
yeah.
4 years?
How did you do it with full-time jobs? How yeah. many years?
Did it at work, basically.
Yeah. Well, you did. I couldn't. I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? Because
we just made sacrifices. If yeah. you want something bad yeah. enough, you have to make sacrifices. You can't make excuses. We didn't go out much in the evenings. We edited in the evenings or filmed in the evenings. Weekends we were out filming vlogs. We didn't we saved money to first go on a trip and go traveling and create travel yeah. content. We didn't buy fancy stuff. We didn't buy clothes.
We bought cameras instead of shoes, like things like that.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to your actions have to match up with your ambition.
Yeah,
that's true.
You can't have your cake and eat it, or whatever that phrase is. You have yeah. to, if you want something, you have to look at the things mm-hmm. that you can do to get there, even yeah. if it's going to take time.
Yeah, but the kids now, it's all about instant gratification. Mm-hmm. They want everything, yeah. all of it at once. Yeah. And if they can't have it, then mm-hmm. they stop. But I like what you guys are saying, that you really just have to be very consistent about yeah. it. And when you guys were working, at least you still were able to pursue the dream, mm-hmm. right? So for aside from YouTube, are you guys also on other platforms? Do you yeah. do Instagram?
Yeah, all yeah. over Love Instagram. Yeah, Twitter less so, but occasionally we probably need to get on Twitter a bit more.
Yeah, and this comes back to the time thing. Like mm-hmm. we're maxed out currently with the daily vlogs, Instagram, interacting with the community, going out filming,
Facebook.
Editing, Facebook page. We've got a Facebook page. So we want to level up even now. So a lot of people might think that we do a lot. But for us, it's like, that's normal to us. So that's like a baseline.
We've got all these other ideas that we can't do because we haven't got the time to do it. So we need to figure out ways to create more time or be more efficient with our time so we yeah. can do more and like cover more platforms.
So your YouTube and Instagram is both Juicy Vlog, or you have separate Instagram accounts?
We've got four Instagram accounts.
Wow.
I think so, four? Yeah.
We've got the Juicy Vlog, Juicy Vlog merch, and then my personal and George's personal as well. And we probably focus on our personal ones the most.
Yeah.
And then sort of a bit
We're not putting out nearly as much content on Instagram than I would like us to.
How do you guys
like
do this? I mean, it's just difficult enough to edit on YouTube. Me and Lester have such a hard time. We can't even do Instagram. So there's four accounts.
Yeah. All right. I've got the two there as the links as well. Our personal.
Yeah, they're linked in. Yeah. That's me there.
All right. So if a subscriber wants to... I don't know, maybe get closer to you guys, get to know you more. Which account should they go to?
Try them all. We browse through our DMs daily. So we can't reply to every single one, but we try our best to.
All right. So there's some merch, right? So that's what George is wearing right now.
Yes.
If they want to avail of it, how do they go about that?
Wow, glad you asked.
Yeah.
I know.
No, there's the Instagram. Here you go. So this is the website. But if you go on at Juicy Vlog Merch.
You nearly forgot it, didn't
you? I did. Yeah. At Juicy Vlog Merch on Instagram. There's a link there. And we've got the white t-shirts. And this is Do The Thing, by the way. If you don't know who we are or don't know what this phrase means, it's basically do the thing you love.
Okay.
But to add you love was too expensive.
Too many letters.
I'm joking. So we've been using this phrase do the thing for a couple of years now. And it was whilst we were building our channel and we had a bigger vision of what we wanted to do. We were in jobs that we enjoyed, but we knew we didn't want to do forever.
Yeah.
So we had this kind of tunnel vision of where we wanted to go and what we wanted to do and do the thing. Yeah. I don't know. We came up with it somehow.
Do the thing. It
at
works.
At some point. Yeah. It works. What I like about it is that it's applicable to everyone in their own way. So it's do the thing, do your thing, do the thing you love. Don't try and do what we do. Do what you want to do. And there's not enough people doing what they want to do. We see it all the time. So this is why we kind of created this brand, if you like, to try and encourage and inspire people to actually do the thing they want to do, or at least give it a go. Because as we were saying a minute ago, a lot of people don't even try.
That's true. They think
about putting out a video or doing something and they think, nah, people are going to make fun of me. But you just have to do it if you want to. So simple. You have to do it if you want to.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if I can keep up. So there's a YouTube account. There's 4 Instagram accounts. Mm-hmm. Are you guys on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yep. Facebook page.
Facebook page. Yeah. Any other platform? Patreon?
No, don't do Patreon.
No.
All right. So my question is, how do you guys have time for each other? It's just so you even have the merch, which it's almost the technically it's very similar to running a business.
Yeah, this is why we have to make our daily vlogs about our lives, because it's kind of like we're living and we film it.
Yeah,
it's that way around. It's not
we need to film a video. What do we do?
Yeah. So this is during the day, and also the audience are seeing a 20-minute version of a 24-hour day. So
that's true.
The cameras aren't always on, but I think generally day to day we are just living our lives.
Yeah.
So we do have a lot of time for each other. We spend all our time with each other.
Do you guys still get to watch a movie? What's your quality
time
like?
We do now.
The first 6 months of being away, genuinely, we watched one film, and that's not exaggerating. Yep. We didn't watch any series of anything. We didn't even watch like YouTube videos of people we enjoy watching ourselves, because we were like, this is our shot. We're going to go for it. We're going to go in like full steam ahead.
Yes.
And obviously it's kind of paid off now. So we're really glad we did sacrifice our sort of spare time and our evenings, because we were just like plowing in.
Yeah.
But now we're getting better at taking a step back if we need to. If we think we've been like working and working and working and we feel tired or we feel burnout or anything, we go, okay, let's take a day off, because we can take a day off if we need to take a day off. So
when you daily vlog, you get scared of not uploading.
Yeah. And nothing happens. If you don't upload, nothing happens.
Yeah. Will the people be there the next day?
But it's fine. It's always fine.
But it's always fine.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's always fine.
I see it. So it's like instinct. You're like, okay, I didn't upload anything today.
Yeah, because people are waiting for the vlog. If there's no, we didn't upload last night, and you get messages. Where's the vlog tonight? Where's the vlog? Are you guys okay?
Yeah.
Especially when we're traveling. Like, what's happened? Where's the vlog?
Wow. So you really have to be consistent. All right. Doing as a couple and vlogging, would you guys recommend? Because with how you guys are, it's kind of rare that you really find a partner where you like the same thing. Mm. There are a lot of times there's a lot of differences. Would you recommend that to startup content creators to be, you know, they just became a couple a month ago?
Well, it depends if it's what they both want. Yeah. If it was, say, if I absolutely loved YouTube and filming videos and editing them, and George, I was like, oh, well, let's do YouTube together. And he's like, yeah, okay. But he's not really got the passion behind it.
Yeah.
And he's a bit like, oh, do you have to film that? Or, oh, I don't want to edit tonight. If both people are on the same wavelength, which I guess it's quite lucky that we are on the same wavelength with it all, go for it. But if one person's more into it than the other, listen, maybe have them as a guest sometimes on it, but maybe don't involve them fully. But it depends. You both need to be on the same page for it to work.
I see your video. It's very much like 50-50 on the camera time.
Yeah.
They come out that way. That's not intentional, really.
Yeah.
They just kind of come out like that.
Yeah.
And couple channels aren't that common, really. Like, there are couple channels, but they're not, I mean, the majority of YouTubers who you've heard of are individuals.
Individuals. Mm-hmm. Or if there's a couple, usually one person takes a back seat.
Yeah. You know who they are, but yes. It's not all about them. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's amazing how you guys do it. It's very few channels that can really do it. Do you guys have one video that was very challenging as a couple where you guys had a hard time just shooting?
No.
Wow.
Not really. I mean, we've obviously been tired.
I think if we're hungry, I'm not joking.
That's key.
At the time, we don't know it, but we're like getting a bit like short with each other and a bit like, oh, come on, like whatever.
Yeah.
And then we eat and we go, cool, we're fine again. Like we didn't realize, but we're like hangry. It's like,
it was the food.
Yeah.
All right. So do you guys have a favorite video amongst the 655 uploads that you guys have?
Favorite.
Is there any?
So I can't even remember most of them. So I would say it would probably be one where we visit some amazing place and it looks nice and we're excited.
Like an adventure-y one.
Oh, I know. The Mount Pinatubo one was really...
Oh, you guys have been?
Yeah, so
I love that
because
we were with Mike and Ellie and we went off in this 4x4 and it was early morning, great weather, great photo opportunities.
This
really...
is in Pampanga, right? And I think so, Mount Pinatubo.
Yeah.
You can probably find the video.
Yeah, can you pull it up, Lester?
Yeah, this was great.
You guys used the gimbal here? Or
this was Mike flying the drone. He kindly, that's our old intro. He kindly let us use his the drone shots. Because we were traveling with those guys for months. So we were sharing footage and stuff like that.
Wow, 173. I think we're not even on 173. All right, so you guys were here. What date was this, Lester?
March 9, 2019.
Wow. Wait, that's just this year.
Yeah. Mm. But that on...
The Daily Juice count. Yeah, so that we started that a year ago for our travel videos, Daily Juice. So all the videos before that...
Weren't numbered.
So we kind of started one when we left the UK to travel.
We were like, right, this is new content.
New series almost.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
But this to us feels like a lot longer than just... this was March. Feels like a lot longer.
I know.
I think we go so fast, we see so many places, and we daily vlog. Time is different. Time changes.
Yeah, but I have to ask, are you guys able to enjoy the moment? Because you're so busy.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Totally. How do you do it?
If someone said to me, you're going to have a week at a resort with a swimming pool and a beach and food, I think I'd be bored and I think I'd want to film and I think that looks amazing. I want to take a picture. Can you take a picture of me there? Can we film that? Can we fly the drone?
Yeah,
because I love it, because it's not because my job isn't something I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
I love it so much that if I had to not do it in a situation that looks so amazing, I'd be like, and I'd really want to.
There's a huge connotation just in society and the whole world that work is negative.
Yeah.
Like work is a bad thing.
That you're meant to not enjoy your job.
Yeah. And that's just accepted. But we really enjoy what we do. So even when we're filming it, that is us enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
But also we have times where we're like watching a sunset, might film a time lapse or something, but we're sat there genuinely enjoying the nature.
It's really not work for you guys, right? It, when you start filming, it's just so second nature already.
Yeah. I guess the filming of the vlogs and the day-to-day doesn't feel like work, but there are definitely elements that do feel like work. So we sometimes have to take like admin days. For emails and planning, and
that's what I have to ask. I mean, you guys really love what you're doing, but what's the thing that you kind of least don't want to do, you don't look forward to, because you love
it's booking travel, so booking flights, finding routes, finding which bus company to use, which airline to use.
We've moved away from that now. I was just saying to you before we came here that we're very last minute, so because we don't enjoy particularly booking and planning, we leave it to the last minute, and then whatever happens, we'll have to end up somewhere, so we'll see what happens, sort of thing. So we're very last minute.
Pretty these guys are couple goals, you know, because if an ordinary couple went through that, it'll be not a big fight.
We have our moments. We definitely had argument stuff, but I think we get better and better at not caring about that kind of stuff. I've just got a book called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. Haven't even started it yet. But it's a famous book. I'm looking forward to reading it because I think it's.
I don't think you need it.
Really?
I don't think you need it.
We'll get rid of it.
I think I'll just skim through it.
Yeah, I've skimmed through it. I don't think you need it. All right, so going back to this one. So this was in Mount Pinatubo, right? Yeah. Just this year, right?
Crazy.
So you guys were... What do you expect when you go on that trip? I've never been, but a lot of my friends have gone.
Really good, yeah.
So they take you around which area?
All around. So you can see here, we've just left the little guest house we were staying at with his lovely family.
Yeah.
And what year was the Jeep? The Land Rover?
That's like 1940s.
Yeah, old Land Rover. And you're driving through here on the way, kind of, there was some ash and things on the floor, wasn't there?
How do you guys get these shots? I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the shots.
This is the GH5. This is handheld stabilization. All handheld.
Yeah. And then we drove. You can see that in a second the scenery changes. And it was like 1 minute you're in the Philippines, then you're on space, and then you're somewhere else.
Then you're on Mars.
It was mental. But yeah, really, really cool day. And then we hiked up the volcano as well at the end.
Is that the Zion? What was that? Wii Bill?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. That's Mike's camera, yeah.
How much do you guys end up spending on equipment alone? I see, because the quality of the vlog, as Lester would put it, it's like Netflix quality.
We're into cameras and lenses and making it look nice and stuff. We don't worry about it too much.
We're not perfectionists, but if we can,
like Mike's vlogs are very cinematic. He really spends time on cinematics and stuff. We try, but we like to make it look nice as possible, but we still need to be quick. We need to be fast. So I would say we bought most of our gear back in the UK before we left, so we saved up for it. And
then if a new lens comes out that we like the look of, we might sell our lens and get a new lens. But we don't often buy new gear, really.
Yeah. Still a very practical approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're still in that mindset from a few years ago, I think, where, save as much money as possible because you want this to last for as long as possible.
But how many uploads per week do you guys usually do?
7's average per week.
Yeah.
Because we are generally daily, but we might miss occasionally.
One a day. And then recently we've been trying to add some more as well. It's like the interview with Leo that we uploaded. We're trying to think of ways to get more content out.
Mm-hmm. When you say 7, it's not all travel videos, right? Some could be just eating in a restaurant.
This is seven daily vlogs.
Depending where we are, what we're doing, we'll upload it.
We've never actually said really that we're a travel channel. So when some people come to our we do travel and make videos, so we kind of are, but when some people come to our channel for the first time and they see us introing a vlog and we're talking about what we're having for breakfast or how good or bad our coffee is, and I'm saying, oh, Lucy's just in the other room doing her hair, and then it cuts to you doing your hair, people are going, what's this? I came here to find out what to do in Japan when I want to visit Tokyo.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's probably the wrong video for you because we're not
sit
down. Here are the top 5 things to do in Tokyo.
It's
a daily vlog, more about us, which people are resonating with now. So we've got a big audience who come back every single day to see what we're up to. Are we a travel channel? I don't know. We just film what we do.
We make YouTube videos, but I don't know if you can put the two together all the time. But yeah, sometimes we'll make videos that are like doing something, going to a boat trip somewhere, and it may seem a bit more like a travel channel, but still it's got us in being ourselves. And
It's such an ideal situation because everything emanates from you guys being a couple.
Yeah.
And also this is I'm really happy with how we've done it, and it's been unintentional the whole way through. We've just always done the same thing. We just enjoy vlogging our day. But I think because we've built kind of personal brand, people know us as people, that when we take, so for example, we built a huge audience here in the Philippines, which we're super grateful for. So a lot of our viewers are from the Philippines now.
Okay.
But because we've built in our videos personal brand about us, they're interested in us. So for example, when we went back to the UK recently, we didn't have a dip in views. Like the audience came along with us. They enjoyed seeing our family. They enjoyed seeing our hometown and stuff like that. Where if we just made travel videos, if you suddenly then upload a video about what you're having for breakfast, people probably aren't
they won't watch it.
Yeah. And that's, I'm not saying that's the right way to do it or whatever, but that's the way we've done it.
Yeah.
And it's worked nicely for us.
Wow. Wow. How did you build the Filipino viewership? Since every, as you were saying, bulk of it is now from the Philippines?
I think 40%.
Yeah.
Wow, that's 40%,
big. As our YouTube demographics tell us.
Yeah.
I think, but that changes. Yeah.
40%. Was it because of a trip that you, did you guys go? Because the usual formula I see is that sometimes people go to Jollibee or some local chain.
Yeah.
Was it because?
Yeah, we did all those videos.
I think, again, we just sort of daily vlogged our experience here in the Philippines, and people from here seem to enjoy watching people experience their country.
Okay.
And obviously we've done a lot of experiencing of the Philippines and different places and meeting the people, that people kind of enjoy that. And a lot of OFWs watch us as well, because then they can see where they're from, their hometown, or the same country they used to live in. So yeah, it's nice.
We didn't know it would pick up here.
Yeah.
We only planned to come here for 2 weeks. And we had the same approach with every other country that we visited. Go explore, film it, upload it. That was it. So the videos did start picking up, and we were, at that point, we were like, wow, this is amazing. I remember one of the first videos when we uploaded was in El Nido, I think. And Lucy, like, we wake up and we had uploaded the night before. Lucy, like, tapped me. She's like, George, 6,000 views on this video already.
Wow.
What's going on? So we're looking at it. We're like, oh, wow. Okay,
and we've got like 7,000 subscribers at this point. So getting 6,000 views overnight was like, okay. This
and
is
then it just went on and on from there. But I just love that we stuck to the same approach. We've been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. We see people come in now who pretty much just start a YouTube channel right there, and then they're travel creators, which is good. It's inspiring. Like, it's nice that people are starting YouTube and starting creating stuff. But I think there's now ways in which people are, they know that it might pick up. Do you know what I mean?
They have an expectation.
When we were doing it, we didn't have any expectation. We didn't know.
We just kind of did it, and it went well. Yeah. Wow.
Is there any favorite place now? Because you guys are based in Manila, but you've been around the Philippines, right?
You've
been to a lot of places.
Yeah. I think every time we're asked that question, we give a different answer.
Yeah.
Because we might go, oh, do you remember when we went there? That was amazing. So it's a hard one to answer. One that sticks out is Batanes in Basco. We went and absolutely loved that.
Yeah.
But I think for us, it's less the touristy places, because although they look beautiful, they're amazing, everyone goes there, you see it all over Instagram. For us, it's when you take a drive up into the mountains and through a little village and meet the kids running out at you and trying the food that's so cheap and like just a local family make it. We were in Legazpi recently and tried pinganyat.
Legazpi in Albay?
Yeah.
All right. Wow, pretty
and,
cool.
And we saw how they make this traditional dish that has been going down generations. And for us, that's now things that stick out that we enjoy, because it's so real and it's so... You wouldn't Google what to do in the Philippines and that pops up.
Yeah.
But it's so much more raw.
Yeah, we like a local experience.
Yeah.
I think this is why you have a lot of Filipino viewers. They find it very endearing that when they see people who are outside, who's not from the Philippines, and then you guys go through an experience like that, that you're really able to appreciate it.
Yeah, we get a lot of OFWs watching as well.
It's pretty cool that you guys know what OFW is.
Yeah. Well, only from our comments, really. Yeah. Like, so we get people saying, oh, thanks so much for showing me this, because I really miss
the Philippines.
Yeah, and they're watching wherever in the world. Yeah,
I'm interested in that Sinulog vlog.
Yeah.
Usually, other Filipinos wouldn't go there because they it just gets pushy. There's crowded.
I think years ago we got told that it was crazier because there was alcohol, but there's no alcohol allowed now.
Now it's just like people just having fun now.
That clip went kind of viral.
Are
we doing this?
Are we bringing that up?
You just have, so you have to go over it now. You can tell the story.
No, at the start where Lucy was getting paint put on her chest, that basically someone clipped, I don't know, some Facebook page with a million followers or something clipped that out. They were like, oh, look at this.
This like video went viral around Facebook.
But generally on the whole, it was very friendly. This was the first time we met Finn Snow, who's another very popular vlogger.
All right.
And he was very generous. He let us stay at his place. There he is. And yeah, with Mike and Ellie as well. This was just a great time. Yes.
You guys are always together. What's the name of the Making It Happen
Making
vlog?
It happen, right? Yeah.
We did like 5 months with them at the beginning of this year. We met them in Boracay last year. And yeah, we just traveled with them for ages. They live in Makati.
Yes, I saw it.
And we see them quite often now.
And you guys stayed in the place of, sorry, Finn Snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, for this.
So
for
he's
this,
based there.
Yeah, he's in Cebu, he's in Cebu, yeah.
I think Daniel, is Daniel March based in Cebu?
Yes, from Cebu.
He's also from Cebu. Mm. All right. Do you guys, how do you guys communicate with each other? You just through YouTube?
Pretty much Instagram.
I don't even know. Maybe Instagram. DMs. Yeah.
What happens in the DMs?
I think we kind of knew who each other were, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finn actually commented on some of our earlier videos when we came to the Philippines.
Yeah.
And we were like, wow, Finn's, because we started looking at who's creating vlogs here. Who are the vloggers here? And Finn came up. So when he commented on a video, we were like, oh, look, this Finn guy who we saw the other day on YouTube.
Yeah.
He's commented on one of our videos. And then I think the conversation just kind of started. Then eventually we met up.
So the adjustment is easier because you guys know already some people who have been based here, some people who have lived here.
Yeah,
it's nice. We've got, and there's another couple, Lois and James, who we were friends with before in the UK. They've recently started a YouTube channel and gone traveling. And now they're in the Philippines. Lane vlogging.
Yeah. I saw this.
So it's now we went for dinner the other day with Mac and Teens.
Yeah,
and Lane
I saw
vlogging.
That.
Yeah.
And then the day before that, we saw Mike and Ellie.
Vloggery.
So we've got like a community. And we saw Finn recently as well. Yeah. So we've got a little community. We've got friends. So it's really, really nice now that we can just have social time as well.
That's pretty good. What's the biggest adjustment that you guys have had in the Philippines? I mean, aside from the weather.
I think, to be honest, Wi-Fi with what we do when we're traveling around the more
that's true.
Quieter areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's welcome. Fine in Manila.
Yeah, welcome to the Philippines.
Yeah. We make it work. It's worth it for that. Yeah.
That's why I'm always wondering, since you guys travel a lot, especially when you go to the more isolated areas, how do you guys upload?
With difficulty. Yeah, we basically always get a SIM card.
Mm-hmm.
And if our LTE works, we can hotspot from our phones. Great.
Oh.
If not hotel Wi-Fi, we've had to, several times we would travel out to cafes and restaurants that we knew had some
funny
Wi-Fi.
Funny times of the night trying to get
the
vlog
we'd
online.
Sit there for like 6 hours and have to order like 10 coffees because before they kick us out. But I remember sitting around for hours and hours and hours waiting for videos to upload.
Yeah.
And a lot of people might say, oh, I'll try tomorrow or I'll upload tomorrow. But we wanted to, the audience were expecting it. We wanted to get that video out.
How do you guys choose your destinations? Is it usually by recommendation of your friends? Is it
just comments?
Just
comments on the videos or DMs on Instagram.
Yeah,
it's, pretty much.
Go to this place and we go, oh, we've never heard of that. And then they send us pictures or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we go there and it's very, very straightforward.
Lucy's really good at, Lucy does most of the planning.
Okay.
And the arranging and the destinations and stuff.
Yeah.
Are you guys already driving here in Manila or?
We have done. Yeah. We've done some road trips where we hired a car and stuff.
We drove all the way up north for like maybe a week and we went to, that was Pinatubo.
Okay.
Then Baguio. Then Vigan.
Wow.
Then Lawag City at the top.
Yep.
And then Sagada and then back to Manila. So we did like a bit of a loop,
How was your trip in Baguio?
Loved it.
We loved Baguio.
We really loved
you
Baguio.
Do?
Yeah, the first time we went, we arrived at night.
Oh, well, this was so
and
funny.
And we couldn't see much. So we woke up in the morning.
Okay.
And we were like, wow, this place looks so cool.
Well, for us, it was just on top of like some mountains, this little town. In our heads, it was like, oh, a town in the mountains. That'll be like a quaint little village. And there might be a few people there. And literally, we opened the blinds in the morning and we were like, what? It's massive. It's so big.
This is like a city. Look, like that's the exact moment I'm talking about.
There you go,
about.
Everything is so cinematic. I like it how you guys make your vlogs. All right. My wife is actually from Baguio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
You guys enjoy the weather?
Yeah, a little bit cooler. It's more like England.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an English summer.
It rains all the time.
The people there are really nice as well. We met a lot of subscribers there in the malls and stuff. I don't think we did like a actual meetup there, did we?
No.
In Baguio, there you have subscribers.
Everywhere we go, people come
it
up to us.
It does surprise us. We're in the middle of nowhere and someone's like, juicy vlog. And we're like, oh.
Wow, my beard is so long there. What the hell?
Have you guys ever done a meetup? Have you ever?
Yeah, a few. Yeah, we've done two or three.
In Iloilo, Manila.
How do you guys organize it?
Just Instagram.
Instagram.
Just put it on the vlog and Instagram that we're here, this place, this time, if you want to come and say hey. But it's normally like the day before. It's normally quite.
Yeah, we need to get better at planning. The first one we did with Making It Happen vlog. And the good thing was we had the power of two channels that were doing were really growing at the time, mm-hmm. a lot of people. But we did get moved on. We did it at the
Ayala Triangle.
Okay.
Yeah, a bit of green in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, and hundreds of people showed up.
Pretty
and
we were blown
away by that.
And security were like, uh-uh.
They're like, what's going on here? Like, you need to leave. So we all, it was like the Pied Piper or something.
Yeah.
It was like just following us like across and we had to move on.
So funny.
If there were smaller channels that wanted to collaborate with you guys, is that possible? Or how should they approach you? Should they email? Should they just send you a message?
Yeah.
Email or
all
Instagram.
All of that. Definitely. We're up for... We prefer natural kind of collaborations. We'd like to just... Because we love talk... Like, that's why we wanted to come on this. Because we love talking about this kind of thing. We like meeting like-minded people like yourselves, like Mac and Teens, like Lane Vlogging, like Mike and Nelly, like Finn. Like, we love being... You should choose the people you're around.
Yes.
And they should be people who bring positivity to your life.
That's true.
I think.
Yeah.
So, we're definitely up for meeting like-minded people and stuff. Yeah, Instagram.
But what's the usual content that you guys are more open with? If they wanted to say that, do you guys want to do a food vlog? Do you guys want to are you guys opening? Are you guys open to traveling with other channels?
I think, like George said, it just needs to be natural. So we wouldn't say, oh, we're not doing this, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
But if we wouldn't want to do it. To be like, oh, if we collaborate with that person, we'll get views, or they'll get views, or they'll grow, or we'll grow. We want to be meeting people that we like, we get on with, we have similar interests.
Yeah.
And it's just like a mutual thing, and it's more enjoyable for everyone, not for the purpose of helping ourselves out or someone else.
This is like what comes back. This is like real life. This is our life. So, and it comes back to not caring too much about numbers and things like that. Yeah. Like you just said, spot on. We wouldn't ever. Try and contact someone because think, oh, if we get in their video, we might get some more subscribers and stuff like that. And actually, on these road trips when we were with Mike and Ailey, that was happening naturally.
Yeah.
There was crossover on both channels. Yeah. But as you can see, we no way would have been able to travel with these guys for 5 months if we didn't genuinely get on.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
And genuinely like each other.
That's true.
If we were just doing this to try and get more subscribers and views.
5 months.
Then we would not be able to have done that. No way.
Wow, 5 months, that's amazing. So what are the provinces you've been to? You've been to, I see you were saying Ilocos, you've been to Baguio, you've been to Cebu.
Yeah, I've got a huge list on my phone.
Wow.
And it's just very, very long list.
Yeah, we keep track of everywhere I've been.
We've driven south as well. We went sort of through Bicol. We've flown to Legazpi, but we drove to Camarines Norte.
Okay.
And then went over to Calaguas Island as well, which was amazing. We've driven through Batangas as well on the way down. Okay.
We've done some of Mindanao.
Really?
We've been to Davao.
And Buda, which is like 2 hours from Davao.
Yeah.
Like a bit like Baguio, but down
so
there.
There's no apprehension in certain places that you're going to go to, or you just do your due diligence and really research.
Exactly. Yeah. You just got to be smart.
The UK travel advice for Philippines is don't go unless you have to, which is ridiculous. Here we are. It's just, I think... people read something online and go, oh, no, not doing that. But if you actually, you're clever about it, you think and you think there's some places we wouldn't go. There's some places you wouldn't go.
Yeah.
But so let's be smart.
That's everywhere in the world.
Yeah,
there's just places you don't go.
There's places in London you wouldn't walk around.
And the thing is, there's so many places you can go and you should go because they're amazing. So just go to those places. That's how we kind of look at it. But we always research safety and recommended travel advice and all that kind of stuff.
All right, so if anyone wants to collaborate, it's better if they have some interaction with you first, that you get to know them, right?
Just make it real, just
be friends and then film a video that way around instead of forcing anything.
All right where else have you guys been in Asia? You've been to Cambodia?
Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Japan. I've never listened to Seoul, South Korea. Singapore, Bali.
That's amazing. And then you guys are going to Japan.
Yeah, we're going back to Japan in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah, we got a trip booked in a couple of weeks. Yeah,
okay. For a few days, yeah.
All right. How did the merch come about? Was it something very organic that you guys just decided that after a few vlogs that you guys will start to have some merchandise?
We only launched it a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So obviously we had loads of videos before then. We said when we were back at home, if we hit 100,000 subscribers, it'd be cool to launch merch. Mm. And before we came away, we had some of these t-shirts printed and hoodies just for us to wear because it's our message. And we thought, we'll start wearing them in the vlog.
Yeah, people we had them anyway.
Yeah. People mm-hmm. started commenting saying, oh, where'd you get that shirt from? What's Do The Thing? And we talk about Do The Thing in the vlogs all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm. There started to be a demand for it because we had one t-shirt each printed.
Yeah.
And we'd wear them in the vlogs before it was even going to be merch, before we even thought about doing merch, like you said.
And then Erwin messaged us, sent us an email asking if we wanted to come to a studio and film a cooking video. And then when we were there, Kulas was there becoming Filipino mm-hmm. and he was talking to him about his merch. And then we kind of overheard the conversation.
Yeah.
He said, if you guys ever think about doing merch, let me know. And we said, oh, let's do it. We're ready, sort of thing. And it just kind of happened really naturally.
Yeah, I think the intent, going back to intention, and we'd never launched merch to try and make more money. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Like, we think that there's a lot of demonizing of people making money online. That's just a thing. A lot of people don't like that idea. Our community are very, very supportive. Yeah. But for us, the merch was more about getting this message out and sharing and community.
Because if someone, like a subscriber, was wearing the merch and their friend went, what's Do The Thing? They might then share that bit of positivity to them and it just kind of spreads around, I guess.
Yeah, so that's the idea behind it, just to spread a good message, basically.
I like it. It's like Nike. Just do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just not quite as big yet.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. So if they want to keep updated, if they want to follow you guys, if they always want... If they want to keep updated, it's best to go through your newsletter to sign up for that newsletter.
Yeah, so we've got the Weekly Juice, which you can sign up for. And that's kind of like, once a week, we just write out a little, it's kind of like a mini blog post that goes through your email.
Yeah.
And it kind of gives you a bit of behind the scenes. I mean, people that read that knew we were going to Japan before anyone else. Like things like that, like little behind the scenes, what we've been up to, maybe stuff that's not talked about on the videos.
Because that's kind of written, that's probably the most raw and real thing you'll get from us, because it's written on just before it gets sent out on a Sunday. And it's straight from our heads. We just write down what we're thinking, so it's live, it's to the point. It's not a day delayed like the vlogs. That's a nice
can we pull it up so that we can show the memory keepers if they want to be updated with the juicy vlog, so at least we can see the website.
So that's the page where you can sign up to the Weekly Juice.
When did you guys start this?
Well, we actually started it when we first went traveling.
Yep. And then there was several weeks that went by without one because we didn't do it. And then recently we picked it back up again. So
it's actually a fresh launch of it now, really.
Yeah.
So we've got a nice little new logo for it when it comes through on your email. We're going to be more consistent with that, definitely.
This is actually a very good idea. Would you recommend this to people who are just starting out? Because they really get updated. 100%.
But I'd recommend everything. If you're just starting out, do as much as you possibly can. People say, should I do Snapchat or Instagram? Both. Should I do YouTube or a podcast? Both.
Yeah.
Should I do written content, TikTok? Both. Do it all.
Wow,
We're not doing as much as we want to. No way.
It's so intimidating. I don't know how you guys do it. We're on one platform. We don't even travel. We just stay in the office.
Don't blame you. This comfort.
Lovely, yeah.
It's just, I don't know how you guys do it. So this is your own domain name. You guys got your own domain. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, all right. Maybe if someone was going to start, maybe choose one platform first and then... No, just do all of it.
Why choose? It's all free. You can go on all of them for free. Why choose when you can do it all?
But you guys are...
And that does sound intimidating to begin with if someone's never done it.
It doesn't mean daily vlog on YouTube, post everything everywhere all the time, but it means at least be on them somehow.
Yeah, build it up.
All right.
But actually podcasts... As we're on a podcast, let's talk about podcasts just for a second.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to restart ours. Podcasts are great and you guys are doing this really well.
Yeah.
It's like, have you heard of Gary Vee?
Yes, the guy who curses a lot. Yeah.
Motivational
speaker. Yeah. I'm sorry. Motivational speaker. Yeah.
So we really like him and the stuff he talks about and stuff he says. Yeah. He is one of the reasons one of our big inspirations for doing what we do now.
Yeah.
And he talks about podcasts, and he says that there's a triple threat, he calls it. So you have your podcast, and that's content.
Yeah.
You can then film your podcast and put it on YouTube. So you've got video content.
Yeah.
You can then you then have guests on. So you have a two-way thing with their audience. Their audience come over to your podcast, and then you can transcribe and make written content. You can chop it up for Instagram stories.
Micro content from it. So you've got say it's like an hour of footage. Mm-hmm. You can chop that up and make a Facebook video from this part and an Instagram video. And it's all about not just like putting the same thing everywhere. It's about making it specific to that platform. So that it's for the person that's on Facebook. What do they want to consume? On Instagram, what do they want to consume? And it's all kind of individual for each platform, and not just like you've just gone all the same thing.
Well, you guys are so well put together. You're on top of your game. We're backlogged on so many videos.
As daily, like we film a day and then we edit it and it goes on the next night.
Yeah.
So
yesterday's going on tonight and today's going on tomorrow, if that makes sense.
I'm sorry, who edits again?
Both.
Yeah, wow. we share it generally. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. It's hard when there's only one person who edits, right, Lester? Right. One thing that we're having difficulty with. It's just that right now, I think we have how many podcasts that are just waiting to be edited?
10 episodes.
10 episodes.
Wow, you need to hire more people.
I know.
That's what that tells me.
Yeah.
I know. It's just, it gets more difficult. But the fact that you guys can do it, it's just, it's a huge inspiration, because there were like three people here a few weeks ago and we were still kind of having a hard time.
Yeah.
So it just speaks of your relationship and how well you guys work together.
Yeah, well we totally understand that, because we feel maxed out totally. We do. We feel like we're doing the very most that we can while still recently trying to take the odd day off here and there, once every 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
So you have 4 Instagram accounts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, YouTube.
And that's the thing, like you call it like about spinning plates.
Yeah.
If you're really focused, like the vlogs we can do. We can
that's
daily vlog.
The base, and
that's our
fine.
Base level. We can get, if we did nothing else, we'd want to get a video out. But then if you're really concentrating on Instagram stories one day or 1 week, then the weekly juice might slip.
Yeah.
And then if you're really focusing on photography, taking photos for Instagram, you might not be replying to comments, and you think, oh, I really need to reply to some comments.
And there's just so many, like spinning plates, you're focusing on everything. You have an idea like, oh, I want to do this video for Facebook, and you think, oh, but I've got to do this first and then this first, and then that gets put back and back and back. It's about prioritizing, I suppose, and what do you want to do right now? Obviously, like we said, the vlog's the most important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it always will be.
Our lives, or how I feel, you're probably the same. I think we're the same. I feel like, you know, I don't know, at the start of a race, when you're a kid at sports day or something, you're about to go. About to go, and you're like getting yourself ready. I constantly feel like that, because we've got all these ideas.
Yeah.
I want to like cook. We've spoken about a cooking channel, doing some funny food videos, a music channel, the podcast we want to get going. We want to be doing some written content, some blog posts. We want to be meeting people like you, doing things like this, interviews, all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, there's more. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm constantly feeling like that, which is it's a good feeling. It's a nice, we wake up every day excited because we're ready to go.
Wow. I have to ask, what program do you guys use for editing?
Final Cut Pro.
Wow.
Yeah, on the Mac. Yeah.
Wow.
And the Mac's kind of slow, but it's fine.
Yeah, we can't upload in 4K. Sorry, guys.
It's
1080 only.
All right. So, look, Lester, if they can do it, we should be able to
do it. You guys are doing a great job. You've got this whole setup's crazy.
Yeah.
And it comes back to how badly do you want it and what do you want out of it.
Yeah.
Some people do, you know, we're not saying that our model is the model. But
it seems like it. Seriously,
it's worked for us, and I think you don't get anywhere without a huge amount of hard work.
All right,
I think
if there's a content creator, of course they don't know how to edit yet. That's the reason why I ask. Could you recommend that they go on Instagram first, because at least they can do just IG stories?
No,
you really have to. Go.
That's an excuse. I can't edit, so I'm just going to do Instagram stories. But there's Google. There's YouTube. We live in a world where you can Google how to edit a video.
There's apps on your phone where you can just throw the footage in and just save, like, put it together and save it, and yeah, it's done.
Like, the internet has got rid of every excuse. I want to start a podcast, but I don't know how.
Yeah,
how to start a podcast.
It's a million so videos simple on how to start a podcast on YouTube. Yeah. I think we've done one.
Yeah, yeah, we did actually.
Wow. All right. So there's just no excuses.
No excuses. No excuses.
But again, it comes down to that. If you want to get the it depends what you're looking for. So that's the whole do the thing. For us, that's what we wanted, so we did that. Yeah. But for someone else, it might be a very small hobby. They upload one video a month because they enjoy editing it. And it's not that they want to be across all platforms, because that's not what they enjoy and it's not what they want to do. So it just depends where you are with it. If the passion's in just having it as a hobby, or if you want to grow, or if whatever you want to do, it depends.
Yeah, we have to be careful about talking about this, because we don't want people to think that what we do is the perfect way to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we don't even think it is for ourselves, because we want to be doing more. But for some people, some people are really real filmmakers. They sit down and edit for months.
Yeah.
Sam Calder on YouTube puts out 3 or 4 videos a year.
Have you seen any of his stuff, Sam Calder?
Sounds familiar, Lester.
Ridiculous. Yes.
Can you show it to me?
Yeah, his editing, his transition, everything about it is so cinematic.
Oh, this is the animation that you showed me before.
Yes.
Can you pull it up, please? And
everything. Yeah, we watched this one the other day. This is his most recent.
But didn't it take him 6 months to edit?
Mm-hmm.
And then how many oh, wow, look at those views.
There you go. So he doesn't need to upload every day.
Yeah.
So it really depends on what your thing is, what you enjoy.
Yeah.
But I definitely would say you have to, if you want to grow, if you want to make something, if you want to build an audience, you have to show up regularly, and you have to show up in many different places in many different ways.
Wow. You know what? And I'll tell you this while we're recording. If you guys want to use the podcast studio, you're more than welcome.
Thanks so much.
We need your kind of energy here, because sometimes I do admit we start to make excuses on certain things that we can't do.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Yeah, but with you guys, you just really go out and really do whatever you need to do.
And I think it came from us feeling like we didn't have a choice. Like we were in jobs that we, as I said earlier, we enjoyed our jobs, but we knew I didn't want to sit at a desk in an office for forever.
Okay.
And again, I'm not saying that, because some people do. Some people want a job and they enjoy it, and that's that. So I'm only talking about me, because we used to get some criticism saying, hey, I work in an office. Don't tell me not to do that.
Yeah.
But no, we're just talking about us here. You have to focus on your own dream and your own goals.
Mm-hmm.
So we felt like we have to give this a go.
Yeah.
And we loved it. It started as a hobby. It's grown into more than a hobby.
You guys are personalities now over here in Manila, right?
Yeah, it's gone crazy here. It really has. Yeah.
We just scream out juicy, right?
that's it.
We get your attention. All right. So if they want to follow you, there are so many platforms. If they want to follow, which do you prefer that they click on first? Is it YouTube or just all of it?
All of them.
All of it.
So you knew what we were going to say. Yeah.
All right. So can we say the platforms again? So there's YouTube.
Yeah.
On YouTube, it's the Juicy Vlog.
The Juicy Vlog.
All right. So on Instagram, right, that's also the Juicy Vlog.
Yep. So that's the kind of main page for the Juicy Vlog, where we upload.
On Instagram, okay. And then there's 4 accounts, right?
Yep. So then we've got the Juicy Vlog merch, which is our merch account. We try and share stuff from the community, stuff from people who are wearing. See that second post there?
Yeah.
Someone sent that to us in a DM. We were like, that has to go on the page.
They put the writing on it.
Do the thing. Yeah. And they wrote this. And we were like, they get the message completely. Do the thing you've always wanted to do. Do the thing you have to do. Do the thing that scares you, et cetera, et cetera. Do the thing that is right. Do the thing that makes you better, that makes you happy. So they fully got the message. So we had to turn that into a post.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's impressive. All right. Sorry, I just have to ask. If they want to buy the merch, where do they get it again? I have a Tito question, an uncle question, because I'm not so used to how it is online.
Yeah, sure.
Can you do it on Instagram? No.
You can.
Buy it through Instagram.
You can.
Although you can, you could.
Can you?
Yeah, Instagram has a marketplace now.
But is merch buy on it?
No, we're not set up on that yet.
So you can't. but confusing.
No, I'm saying that just came to me. We should talk to them and see if we can get that set up.
Yeah.
But no, just go to the account and then click the link, the merchbuy.ph.
All right.
And there's you. if you go on there, you might see some other creators you like as well. Some
okay, so that's people. Really the spot. All right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Our page. If you if you scroll up and go to people,
yeah,
you might recognize some of those names as well. So there's a lot of cool people on there creating some great stuff.
All right. These are local celebrities, right? Yeah. So this is the spot where they get it.
Yeah.
Okay, because you guys are also partnered with Erwan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, everything is well put together. There's nothing I can say. It's all organized properly.
it seems that way.
Yeah.
Everything is just makes me embarrassed for how we're doing things.
No,
you're doing it.
Don't compare yourself and don't care what we think.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Just focus, tunnel vision on your journey.
Yeah.
Do you.
All right. So I guess in closing, Lester will. This is your line. You'll just you'll take us home.
Okay. Let's go home now.
Well, Tagalog na naman. Let's go home.
You're gonna drive us home. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Let's go home. So, guys, the Juicy Vlogs, George and Lucy, thank you guys so much for coming here in our Spill the Beans podcast. And for our memory keepers, thank you guys for watching. And if you like this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And also to the Juicy Vlogs.
Thanks so much.
That's the longest outro you've had.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks for having us. Really enjoyed this.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
All right, Lester.
See you on the next episode.
Okay, guys, thank you very much for coming. Thank you for watching. See you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.